With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Buffalo Bills Radio Network, sports update.
Here is sports update from One Bills Drive. Bills and Chiefs tonight here in Orchard Park, a rare 5 p.m. kickoff. Tre'Davious White, Matt Milano, John Brown, Quentin Spain, all listed as questionable. Dawson Knox already ruled out with a calf injury. For the Chiefs, the return of Sammy Watkins to Buffalo put on hold. He won't play tonight with a hamstring injury. Kansas City will also be without starting left guard Kelechi Osemele. NFL Network's Tom Pelissero reporting that Bills defensive end Trent Murphy and defensive tackle Harrison Phillips will be healthy scratches for tonight's game against the Chiefs. Defensive coordinator Leslie Frazier did hint last week at possibly reducing the amount of player rotation on their defensive line to provide more playing time to what they felt were their best pass rushers. We'll see what it looks like on the field tonight. One other game tonight on the Monday Night Football slate, Cardinals and Cowboys. That kickoff is at 8:15. The Jets fire sale continues. According to reports, New York has traded veteran defensive tackle Steve McClendon to Tampa Bay along with a 7th-round pick in 2023 in exchange for a 6th-round pick in 2022. Baseball, the 2020 World Series is set. The Dodgers won Game 7 last night in their series with the Braves. They'll advance to face Tampa Bay Rays. Game 1 is Tuesday night. And finally, one hockey note. Longtime NHL announcer Mike Doc Emmerich retiring as a broadcaster. He made that announcement today. The 74-year-old Emmerich had been the preeminent voice for NHL games on NBC and NBC Sports since moving to the network in a full-time role in 2011. That is your sports update as we bring you hour number 3 of a game day edition of One Bills Live here on a Monday. Chris Brown, Steve Tasker with you. And one thing, Steve, that I mentioned in the first hour, completely slipped my mind, forgot to get back to it, was the field conditions for tonight. Yes, we know it's raining here in Orchard Park on and off, and there is a chance of rain through the first half of tonight's game. But Coach McDermott, in his Saturday morning press conference with the media, with which the game being a day later, it's usually his Friday press conference. It got moved to Saturday because the whole thing is moved back a day with the schedule and the game being on Monday. He was asked, the footing for home games has not been good. We've seen a lot of guys just wipe out all by themselves without any contact from an opposing player. We noticed it particularly in the Rams game here when Rams players and Bills players were losing their footing. And what the operations staff and stadium crew did in conjunction with the coaching staff and presumably GM Brandon Bean had some input on this as well, was they provided more rubber infill to the turf. And basically those little rubber pellets that are in the field turf, they added more to provide better footing for the players. So we'll see if it makes a difference tonight. Hopefully it does.
Yeah, it's basically black rubber sand that goes in, to these long fat fibers. And I'm sure, too, the first thing they did was pick up the phone and call the company and say, hey, what can we do? And they said, do this.
Yeah.
And that's what so they did. Presto change-o.
And they do have those tractors with the big brushes on them that they'll run through the turf field to try to fluff up the rubber infill and get the blades of the synthetic turf to stand back up again.
There's all kinds of machinery.
Because it gets matted.
Yeah, there's all kinds of machinery they can run over this. Obviously, this technology is fairly new in the last decade or two.
Two.
And they're getting better at also refurbishing it without replacing it.
Maintaining the integrity
of
the playing surface.
There's tined rakes that they can bring on. They used to brush it. Now they can rake it and they can drag it, that kind of stuff. So there's all kinds of things that make it better. But you're right. We saw it a number of times in the first couple of home games where, players just go down. The foot gives way and they slip and fall. Can't have that.
Right.
Can't
and
have that.
So the rubber infill acts like dirt, I guess, on a grass field. It's kind of the same deal. And when it gets matted down too much, then the synthetic grass, which is essentially some kind of plasticky kind
it's
of fiber.
Like green fibers.
It's very slick.
Right.
When rubber is not enough of a percentage of the surface on which you're running. And on a day like today, when it's wet on top of it, I think it would only compound the problem. So it's good to know that late last week they filled that in before the team practiced on it on Saturday. And hopefully the reviews were good in terms of the sureness of the footing.
They'll have, you know, and I would imagine, too, that, like, they brought, no question, Tyler Bass goes out there and kicks on that. He's kicked on it. And what it is, if you look at it in the components of these fibers and picture, you know, shag carpet with very long, it's like grass growing out of a blanket that's like 4 or 5 inches long. I mean, it's very long, yeah. Very long. And then they fill it up with rubber.
Yeah.
So it's
about 3.5 to 4 inches.
Right. It's like 3 or 4 inches of rubber.
Infill is what they call it.
Rubber dirt. And it goes all the way up until the grass just barely sticks out the top and just gives it a green color. Most of it is rubber. And then so what happens is, like you say, that stuff settles down or gets, you know,
matted.
Works its way out, or the water washes it to the sides of the field or whatever. And after a while, you need to either put more fill in there or refurbish it or fluff it up in some way. And they have ways to do that, which they've been working on doing since the last
game. But they
added
a lot of new rubber pellets to kind of make it a little deeper and make the surface a little softer, I think, to absorb the cleats so that there can be a better foothold for the players when they're cutting, you know, trying to cut on a dime, you know, to avoid a would-be tackler or a defender or something, or to go make a play. So we'll see how it plays out tonight. We do want to get back to the tweet sheet because we have two topics on the table for you there. The first is your keys to a Bills victory over the Chiefs tonight. The other is, how will you ensure you don't miss kickoff? If you're a working person like Steve and I, you know, you're thinking to yourself, and, you know, you work a 9-to-5, you're like, how the heck am I going to get home in time for kickoff? You know, whether you're slipping out a back door or asking your boss, hey, can I get out 20 minutes early so I can get home by the time they're kicking this thing off? So we go to the tweet sheet, which is brought to you by Corrigan Moving Systems, the official equipment moving company of the Buffalo Bills. And with respect to getting home in time to ensure they don't miss kickoff, from Sean, I'm going to miss kickoff. So I have the DVR set. I get off at 2:30 Vegas time, which would mean 5:30 here. Home by 3, which would be 6. And hopefully I'm caught up and live by the start of the third quarter. Also, phone is going to be turned off at kickoff.
Yeah.
He doesn't want tweets or updates or notifications or anything. And that's the battle you wage when you DVR a game.
Well,
like, you got to put your phone over here because you got your buddies going, did you just see that? Right. That was unbelievable. And you're like, son of a gun, I'm DVRing the damn thing. I'm at work right now.
Exactly. That's what you pick your battles. So Sean does that. He's got his DVR set. He's going to sync it up and do all this stuff and get live as he watched it close.
Well, yeah, because once you get to halftime, you can just blow through the halftime and the commercials to catch up to the live.
That's the battle Sean chooses to fight. Dave says, I'm just going to be working pretty hard at getting fired. So
he's going to be home.
Right. He'll be home for the game, right? So how hard can that be?
Yeah.
But, yeah, you're right. People, and let's face it, it's a great day, a great age in which we live when you can watch it on your phone live. You can watch it, you know, you can listen to it live on your phone or work. You can watch it on different, all this stuff. You can get it. The thing is, you remember what it used to be like. It was, if you're not in front of your TV at home, you ain't catching it, and you're not getting updates. You have no idea. There's no social media. None of your friends can text you. Nobody had a phone. This is a bunch. For all the problems we have because of it, there's really no excuse. If you want to watch the game without knowing what happened, it's your own fault if it doesn't happen.
It's not easy, though, sometimes.
Well, I know.
In this era of, you know, instant updates
on
your
phone.
Like, you got to get away from your phone. Otherwise, the whole thing's ruined. Like, there's just no way to do it.
Turn it off.
Well, yeah. Or just get away from it.
The world will not stop spinning if you turn your phone off.
No, I know that.
You know?
From Nick, he says, I own a veterinary hospital with my wife in Saratoga Springs, and Monday is usually her day off, and I work 7 to 7 on Mondays. She is covering my end of the day from 4:30 to 7 because I cannot miss a Bills game. She's a keeper.
Seems like a keeper.
She is a keeper. If she's going to let you cut out of work early and cover the rest of your shift so you can go watch a Bills game, yeah.
Right.
Hold on to that one.
Yeah, then from John, he says, I'm in a bit of trouble. I haven't missed a Bills game in a very long while, and now with this 4 p.m. Central Time game, I'm going to miss it because of work. Please, I need you to call my boss and excuse me for the day. Please.
that would be your job there, Steve. You got more, a little more name cachet.
You don't want to wait until game day to do that. You got to set that up. You got to get weeks.
You got to work ahead.
And I get it, too. Yeah. This has been
a crusher. It was rescheduled recently.
Right.
So we only had about 6 days to play with.
You had 6 days, and if you can't get around it in 6 days, I mean, that's hard. I get it. But by the same token, man, oh, man, that's hard.
Get a buddy to cover your shift,
yeah,
like something.
You got to come on. You got to throw yourself on the mercy of
especially,
your
especially, I mean, this guy isn't in Buffalo. It's not like he's got a legion
right.
of Bills fans that he works with,
like
presumably.
Everybody's echoing the same sentiment, right?
Yeah. If he's out of town, I think he's got a better chance of finding somebody that couldn't give a dang about the game and be happy
right.
to take your shift. So.
Right.
From Marco, my wife is a saint. That's always a good way to open, Marco. We're both working from home and get done at 5 p.m. She's going to get our youngest from daycare at 5, and she's already pre-cooked dinner for our kids. All I have to do is heat their dinner up, and she's going to cook our dinner so I can watch the game. Yeah, your wife is a saint. That's a lot of heavy lifting there.
It's a team. It takes a village sometimes.
Well, she's doing everything.
Yeah.
She's pre-cooked the dinner. She's picking up the kids at daycare. I mean, good Lord.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, she is a saint. She's a saint. You got to keep, yeah, you got those. Yeah, they're not, because that's not the way it is every place.
No. No,
as
no, no.
Brownie chimes in. Yep. All right, okay. Well, here we go. Me and my crew from Jay Mills. Me and my crew work a 6-to-6 shift.
Oof.
We decided to take time this morning to find a good radio station, a good radio signal for the game. Pretty sure the boss is aware that no work will be completed. He's a Jets fan, so he has his own issues.
And we're only talking about an hour. It's the last hour of the
right.
shift. These guys are working 6-to-6. Game starts at 5. I mean, if they put in a good day, man, just give them an hour.
And a loudspeaker. Keep
it's an
going.
Hour.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they can conceivably keep – I mean, I don't know what these guys do, but conceivably they can keep working while the radio's on. You know,
hopefully
and,
they don't work for, like, a power utility or something.
Well, yeah, right?
Something.
From Pete, I'm a mailman. I'll be working until at least 7, and our mail trucks have no radio. I have my phone, which I won't be able to listen to either. I'm freaking miserable right now. Ugh. That's a tough one, man.
United States Postal Service.
I thought Postal Service was strictly 9 to 5, you know? I'm surprised he's still out in the truck at 7.
Yeah, but they just...
Those have to be the distribution guys.
Right. They
going
handle
to
us.
The,
they handle us from.
Those
9
aren't
to
5. The door to door guys.
Are not the, those are not the.
The door to door guys doing
customer
the residential
service
mailing.
People. Those are the behind the scenes shipping terminal.
Yeah, they're going from
package,
point A to
right.
point B.
That stinks.
Shipping.
Yeah,
because
I'll tell you what. I'll be happy to talk to any company. You know, whatever. You know, you can kind of make amends, but the federal government, I'm staying away from. I'll just.
I don't know if you can even find one of these anywhere. But, I mean, Steve, you and I are old enough to remember transistor radios. I don't know if there's one under a rock somewhere that you can find and just drop in your mail truck.
Think about that. I don't even think you can buy one.
I don't
one
know
anymore.
If you can find them anymore. Maybe somebody's got them online somewhere.
Just
but
like an old-time radio.
That's what I mean. Like a battery-powered transistor radio that you can pull in the signal, maybe.
Here I've just been exalting this age in which we live. We're so far.
This poor guy in a mail truck with
right.
no radio
he's
is screwed.
He's got, like, no radio.
That's terrible.
He can't even have an obsolete piece. He can't even find an obsolete piece of electronics.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're also asking for your keys to the game at 803-0550. Got an open line for you there, 1-888-550-2550. And I don't think we finished the first half of the tweet sheet with respect to keys to a Bills victory. So I'm going to go back to the top of the list there. And Adam says, the Bills secondary has to, if not stop, at least minimize the Chiefs' power downfield. Otherwise, Josh can have the game of his life, and it still won't matter.
I don't know if Josh has the game of his life, it will matter.
Yeah.
But I get it.
I think some Bills fans are a little alarmed after seeing, you know, the 42 points getting hung on them, but there were some extenuating circumstances. I think we have to remember that the Titans scored three of their touchdowns on drive starts that started inside the Bills' red zone.
Right.
I mean, he had 18, 14, and 12 yards to go.
It was
on three scoring drives.
At minimum, it was 9 points right away. But they turned them all into 21.
Yeah, and four of their drives started at the Bills' 30-yard line or better, and all of those were touchdowns. That's 28 of the 42 points that they had.
Yeah.
So, yes, there were some deficiencies on the defensive side of the ball, and fingers and toes crossed that, you know, either Matt Milano or Tre'Davious White, who are both questionable entering this game, can somehow perform tonight, but we don't know. It's a 50-50 shot, so we'll have to see where it comes down, and we'll probably find out in about an hour's time,
right.
Little over an hour's time, who the inactives are going to be for the Bills for this game tonight.
Yeah, we also got some keys of the game for a Bills victory from Adam L. And this is an interesting take. I'd love a stonewall defensive performance, but I don't think great defensive play is this team's identity. The key to winning for me is Josh taking what the defense gives him, no throws to Diggs in triple coverage, slow, methodical drives to keep Kansas City's offense off the field. And you forget, too, that if you're going to throw the ball 60% of the time, you got to complete a high percentage of them and stay on the football field. You can burn up just as much clock throwing the football as you do running it. I think whichever team plays the most mistake-free is going to win the football game. And then that goes, I think, with every game, because I do think, particularly in this case, these two teams are – pretty evenly matched talent-wise. I know that Pat Mahomes has been an MVP of the league and also a Super Bowl MVP in two different years, and Josh Allen has only just sort of burst onto that conversation, but that's where he's at. This season that Josh has put together in 2020 is almost identical in statistics to Mahomes' season when he was MVP. So that's where they're at. So these two teams are pretty evenly matched. They're constructed kind of the same way. They both have dominant offenses where, you know, all of that stuff. So I think you're right. You can, if you stay on the field offensively, whether you run it 50-50 or 60-40 or throw it 50-50 or 60-40, the key is to finish drives, stay on the field, and minimize the other team's opportunity.
From David on the tweet sheet, he says, the key has got to be Trey White. If he locks it up and our secondary puts together a solid game, we can win. Let me ask you this, Steve, okay? We know that starting players, Tre'Davious White, John Brown, Matt Milano, all of them are questionable for tonight's game. If you could only have one of those guys for tonight's game and they play wire to wire, are you picking Trey White, Matt Milano, or John Brown? That's not easy. But who do you think is most critical to helping the Bills win tonight?
Gosh.
Isn't that tough?
It's really hard.
I get it.
For me, it's either Trey White or John Brown.
Okay.
And I think I will say John Brown. Because I think that's
because you're thinking about keeping pace with them?
I think you got to keep pace with them. And I think this offense, given what it's done already in the league and this season, has every right to think, yeah, we can do that. So I'm going to say John Brown.
Because you think even if Tre'Davious White eliminates Tyreek Hill from the equation,
still got Travis
the Chiefs
Kelce.
Can still score points.
You still got
and if Matt Milano's in the game and he takes out Travis Kelce, they still have other weapons to score points. So
yeah.
Give me the other bullet in the chamber for the offense so we can keep pace with them on the scoreboard. That's
right.
Kind of how you're seeing it.
Right.
I was thinking that way, too, because this is shaping up to be a shootout-type game.
Yeah.
So you might as well have all your bullets on offense.
And I think it's defense in this game is going to be about making one play. You know, your whole night is going to be made by each guy on the team. He's going to have that one tackle that saves a touchdown. He's going to have that one tipped pass that makes an interception or just a plain incompletion on a third down. That it could be that. I mean, the guys who look like they're going to have the easy go away night, you know, like put their feet up, are the punters. You know, I mean,
yeah.
As long as Corey Bjorkqvist gets the laces away from the guy's foot, we're good.
Let me throw this one at you, okay? Let's say Tre'Davious White plays tonight. Do you think Cam Lewis could platoon with Josh Norman in light of the way he played last week against the Titans, which by most accounts, including the defensive staff, was an encouraging performance from the first-year player?
I wouldn't be surprised if he gets some snaps for Josh Norman, but I wouldn't say it's going to be the majority of snaps.
Because the only reason I say that is, if you remember, the plan for the Raiders game was for Levi Wallace to play two series and then Josh Norman plays one. So it was like a two-thirds, one-third type divvy. The Chiefs are a little bit different animal. I think we can all agree to
right.
that. I'm just wondering, like, Cam Lewis got, I think he earned some stripes in that Titans game from a run support perspective and from a coverage perspective to a certain extent. He did not get undressed out there. He did not look like he did not belong.
He did show up to me in the run game. I was like, wow, look at that. He came up on, and he came up with an attitude and aggression and fast. He got there quick a couple of times in the run game where he flashed, and I was like, wow, okay. Because he played with some confidence. If they can accentuate his ability to feel confident in what they're asking him to do. Yeah, I mean,
he's a hard-nosed kid from Detroit.
It could be, right? It could be that he does get one series to Norman's two, you know, like that.
Yeah. And who knows, you know, if Trey even plays, does he play 70 plays or does he play 45?
Maybe they just want, you know what, if something happens, if Trey can't go because it's that back, you know, it's the back disease, right? I mean, who knows when that thing's going to pop. You know what I mean? You've had have you ever had back problems? Like,
not terrible ones, but on a couple of occasions, it is debilitating.
It's debilitating when it hurts, and it's also
it just grabs you sometimes. You're like, whoa!
It's also fills you full of anxiety because you don't know if the thing's going to pop out again. If it does, right?
Well, yeah, if you haven't really had chronic back problems, you're just trying to go about your day, and you don't realize how much you use your back.
Right,
you know, and going upstairs, turning the corner,
the most subtle movement,
lifting a leg to go up a step.
Right.
Hold on a second.
Like right down to one knee. Right.
Yeah.
So that could be and I'm sure that they've had these conversations with Tre'Davious. That's why you get to this point.
Yeah.
If Cam Lewis is up because Tre'Davious White, you know, is afraid that he's going to tweak it again, then that's the reason he's up, not because he's going to, you know, start taking over for Josh Norman.
From Steve on the tweet sheet, there is a janitor's keychain full of keys to this game. But if I have to pick one, it would be not turning the ball over. We saw what happened against the Titans when turning the ball over. Well, that is true 100%. I think it was compounded by the fact that the Bills didn't get any turnovers of their own. Takeaways, I mean. If your quarterback or one of your offensive players makes a mistake and loses the ball, and the other team comes down and puts points on the board, which the Chiefs are pretty darn good at, you got to get some of your own to try to even the score.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're there and give your offense a couple of extra opportunities to make up for it. So, yes, turnovers are a key every week. I mean, I think that goes without saying. It is the single greatest equalizer or difference maker in NFL football. Yeah. And I mean, the numbers bear that out every single year.
Turnover is a catastrophic mistake that always bites you. And,
especially with offenses of this caliber tonight.
If either one of these teams turns it over, it gets minus two on the turnover chart. They're gonna lose.
Yeah.
They're gonna lose.
All right, we have to take a break, but when we return, more of your comments on the tweet sheet and maybe a little bit of NFL true false, as we might be assessing who the greatest threat to the Bills in the AFC East might be, and the answer may not be who you think it is. We'll talk about that when we return here on One Bills Live, presented by Kaleida Health. This is Buffalo Bills Radio. Chris Brown, Steve Tasker, final half hour of a game day edition of One Bills Live. Kickoff for the Bills and Chiefs. 2.5 hours away and ticking down. As people are pretty fired up for this game, and you can understand why. A lot of people expecting a shootout type affair, although hopefully the Bills defense has something to say about that. But back to the tweet sheet brought to you by Corrigan Moving Systems from Butch on the east side. He says, the Bills need to play their style of play. Don't be scared about the Chiefs. Let them be scared of you. Screen them to death and play defensive end Daryl Johnson. You will win. Love you guys. Daryl Johnson, Steve.
Getting a shout out from Bam Johnson.
I'm telling you, like, if the Tom Pelissero report is accurate and Trent Murphy and Harrison Phillips are, you know, healthy scratches and inactive tonight, Daryl Johnson will get more playing time.
Who plays for Trent Murphy?
On rundowns.
That would be A.J. Epenesa.
Rundowns, I think it's A.J. And then I think Daryl rotates in some of the pass rush packages.
Yeah.
I think that's probably how it goes, right?
I mean, from what we saw last week, though.
A.J.'s a little sturdier. He's 260.
Yeah, he's big. They say 260. He was listed at 285 at Iowa.
Yeah.
I think this is a game where if you're Buffalo Bills, after you went through what you went through last Tuesday night and all the stuff leading up to it and the uncertainty as to whether you're even going to play or not and all, you want to come out and you want to execute and just not get 7 pre-snap penalties. You don't want a tipped interception. You don't want a coughed up kick return. You start there.
Yeah.
And you don't want 4 dropped passes in the first half. If you start there and do away with all of that stuff, you're off to a much better start, and you're going to have a much better result than you did a week ago.
And this just came down. They've elevated 2 defensive linemen from the practice squad, Brian Cox Jr. and Justin Zimmer.
Now, Justin Zimmer's played already.
Yes. He was up early in the season, then moved
week
back
one,
down to the practice
and
squad.
And got a sack.
Right. Brian Cox, who I thought had a really good training camp.
Yes, I did too.
Has been called up as well. So they may, in fact, have 9 defensive linemen dressed after all. Otherwise, why are you calling those guys up from the practice squad, right?
Yeah, and think about this, Brownie. Think about the attitude that Brian Cox Jr. is going to have coming into this game, that Justin Zimmer is going to have coming into this game. You talk about getting guys who are energized about an opportunity against the world champions. That's it. And if you want to make a statement about where your team was a week ago mentally and plug in some guys who will absolutely be
froth
out
at the mouth.
They will be out of their minds tonight. Bring some guys off the practice squad, plugging them in and say, guys, you're going against a depleted offensive line. They've got their starting guard is out of the game. This is your chance. Go. I think it's
Brian Cox is going to be playing like his hair is on fire.
It's a pretty good move, if you ask me, if those guys are actually active.
Well, and this is something that we saw certainly more of in year one under Sean McDermott, where that bottom of the roster churn was happening. The 51st through 53rd player on the roster, they were churning a lot of those players. Now, there's a lot less of that turnover now as the roster has become more talented and more established.
Right.
But they're still giving some opportunities to practice squad players. And this is the first instance we've seen this season where they're doing it despite the fact that they have more than enough healthy players at that position.
And guys who have played pretty well at times for this team.
I mean, they're looking for different answers, clearly.
Harrison Phillips and Trent Murphy. I mean, those are two guys that have been, when they were healthy, absolute in. They were on the field. They were never healthy scratches.
Yeah.
So, Yeah, that says something about it. And it also, maybe does that give us, for all the rabbit holes we've been going down today about what may happen, what might not happen, what's it say about Tre'Davious White's health? You know, what's it say about all these other guys that say if these guys are going to be, if they are going to go with nine defensive linemen like they have been, if they are going to tighten up their rotation on the defensive line, why are they bringing two defensive linemen up, two different ones? Maybe they're just going to change it, you know? So I don't know what this says about what's going on.
Hard to say where they're going here because, you know, when we saw the report from Tom Pelissero that Trent Murphy and Harrison Phillips were going to be healthy scratches, we thought, okay, maybe they only go seven dressed and
tighten up the rotation.
But now you've brought up two from the practice squad in Brian Cox Jr. and Justin Zimmer, and you're not doing that unless they're dressing. So,
yeah, right.
So you're probably going to have nine. The question is, do they not play as much?
And the thought was they got some guys nicked up, like Matt Milano, and they got Tre'Davious White, who are question marks, and John Brown, who are question marks. So you thought if they were going to deactivate those guys, who were they going to activate in case one of those questionable guys went for a minute and then was out for the rest of the game?
Yeah.
So all of that was
a lot of moving parts.
Yeah, there's a lot of moving parts here. We're going to have to wait for the inactives to come down to see exactly where the state of the Bills roster is, because at this point, there's a lot of question marks about guys who could really, really contribute, but who may not be able to fully, or who may be giving it a shot, and they're worried about being able to make it for a full 60 minutes, and they need somebody to cover for them if they indeed cannot.
From James on the tweet sheet, hit Mahomes or at least make him feel uncomfortable in the pocket. Josh needs to keep his emotions in check. The Bills D need some turnovers to give the offense some short fields. You know, when I was watching that Titans game and how it unfolded, you know, with the turnovers and what it did to the scoreboard, the first game I thought of was the game in Minnesota a couple of years ago. That was the Josh Allen hurdle game.
Yeah.
But if you remember, the Bills sacked Kirk Cousins, forced a fumble on two of the first three possessions, and they had two touchdowns off short fields, and it was like 17-0, like 10 minutes into the game.
Right.
And it was just done deal Lucille, like just game over already. And that was an 0-2 Bills team going there.
And they were 0-2, like 72-3 or something like that, right?
It just magnifies how quickly the game turns on turnovers, especially when you commit them deep in your own territory.
Yeah.
And that was the first game that came to mind just watching that Titans game go the wrong way for the Bills. I was like, you know what? This is a lot like that Minnesota game where they forced those fumbles early, got up on a scoreboard, you know, Josh running in a touchdown, hitting the pylon, you know, and then they come out and they get another sack fumble and, you know, Cousins coughs the ball up again and all of a sudden the Bills are rolling and there was no way for Minnesota to stop that train. Same kind of thing. So, yeah, if the Bills defense can do that, I'm all for it tonight. From Rick, turnovers. Tonight's weather forecast could cause a lot of fumbles and bad passes. Good point. It's been wet weather. The more we can keep Mahomes off the field, the better our chances of winning. From Joe, better offensive balance, activate Lee Smith to help the run game. I'm in favor of that, which in turn could help the run game and in turn help the play-action pass game. And from Bill's backpack, I think a key to today's game is sitting back and playing more zone. We saw the Raiders' defense thrive in sitting back and taking away a Mahomes deep ball. The Bills last week played a lot of man, and I think it hurt us. Yeah, they did play a surprising amount of man last week without Tre'Davious White and without Levi Wallace. You had your third and fourth corners out there filling first and second roles, and you played a lot of man even still. That did surprise me a little bit.
Yeah, it did me too, and I thought they probably did it as a response to trying to get pressure on Ryan Tannehill to make him a little bit more uncomfortable, and just they couldn't get home, which may be why they're shuffling the defensive line this week. If you do one thing, you're going to have to get some help in another area. If you're going to go man, it means you have extra guys to pressure. If you're not going to get the pressure with extra guys,
you better cover.
Yeah, you better cover better. So that game last week, I kind of have to throw it out of my evaluation of both the Titans and the Bills because of the differences about it and the uniqueness of the situation that they ended up playing on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
So I'll just reserve judgment on the Titans and the Bills in regards to the Tennessee game.
Let's do a little NFL true-false here while we have a few minutes. Brought to you by Yancey's Fancy. Yancey's Fancy, New York's artisan cheese. Steve, the Dolphins are the biggest threat to the Bills in the AFC East. True or false? They are now 3-3 on the season after their 24-0 shutout of the hapless Jets, the winless Jets. Where do you stand on that one?
This week, I say true. Yeah. This week, you got to say true. They're playing better. Of course, I know it's the Jets, and we can all, you know, chuckle under our breath at the misfortunes of that franchise, whatever. Dolphins are playing better every week. They are playing better every week, and that is not by chance. They did that last week. They finished last year. They finished the season a much better football team than they started it. And Fitz, he's quintessentially playing the way he has always played, getting the most out of the guys around him. And I think Brian Flores is a really good coach.
He is a good coach.
Yeah. I think
he's got them going in the right direction.
Right now, I say yes. This week, that is true.
I would say true as well. They're ahead of the Patriots in the standings.
Yeah.
And they played the Bills tough in that first game. They didn't have it all together. They didn't have an answer trying to play man coverage against the Bills, but they were right there. Second one, Patriots' lack of star power, Steve, at wide receiver is hurting them the most. True or false? Lack of star power at wide receiver, the biggest Patriots problem.
I'd say false. I think their biggest problem is their offensive line and the fact that their defense got gutted from the talented guys they had on it a year ago. They haven't been below 500 since 2002 this deep into the season.
Yeah, I know. That was surprising to see.
And we've seen them. We've all been firsthand witness to it. So I think there are some issues in New England, but I'm not sticking a fork in those guys yet.
No.
When they get some guys healthy and their offensive line comes together, Cam Newton will play a lot better and they'll be tough to beat just like they always are.
There is an alarming lack, though, of separation talent at the receiver position. Guys are just flat out not getting open. The O-line is a problem. Andrews, their center, was out yesterday. Joe Thuney, the guard, had to fill in for him, and he had a snap over Cam's head that he had to go run down. But guys are not getting open, and it's impacting the pass protection because there's no separation. There's nowhere for Cam to throw the football. So in this particular instance, it's a chicken and egg thing. I'm going to say yes, because outside of Julian Edelman, nobody has really shown an ability to get open on a consistent basis, and they are sorely lacking a talent at tight end as well. And if you notice, over the history of the Patriots drafting, they have been largely unsuccessful in drafting receiver talent. Most of their most recent receiver talent has been acquired via trade or free agent signing. So
yeah, they
struggle with that position, identifying what they need. They really
steal
do.
Talent more than they draft it. Right. You know what I mean?
Especially at wide receiver.
Right. They get guys with a little something left in the tank who's got a certain skill set that they like, and they exploit it. Now, certainly Tom Brady helped them do that.
Yeah.
More so probably than what Cam Newton would give you in that regard. But they have been very good at getting the most out of guys who have been thrown to the scrap heap by somebody else.
All right, that's NFL True False. We're back with What Have We Learned next here on One Bills Live, presented by Kaleida Health. It's Buffalo Bills Radio. Time for What Have We Learned, brought to you by Skyworks, the official construction equipment rental company of the Buffalo Bills. We had Chiefs radio analyst Danan Hughes on today to kind of give us the 411 on the Chiefs. Here's what he had to say about tonight's game.
When you talk about this matchup tonight, you have almost identical type of production against blitz versus not blitz. So each defensive coordinator is going to have to be crafty in how they're going to approach very talented quarterbacks this evening, because guys, these Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, they don't throw interceptions against the blitz. They seem to handle it very well. They're very mobile out of the pocket. But you know as well as I do, we've been around the game for a long time. If you can pressure a quarterback with three or four guys, I don't care what package you run in the back end, you're probably going to be successful more times than not.
That was Danan Hughes, who's the chief radio analyst. Yeah, and it's interesting that the numbers for Allen and for Mahomes against the blitz are pretty comparable.
Yeah.
Both of them handle it very well, and it's obviously due in part to their mobility and their arm strength. I mean, even when they have to throw off their back foot or something because somebody's all up in their kitchen,
right,
they can still get a pass to where it's supposed to go.
Well, they both have that arm strength, and it serves them well because in this game, everybody throws off balance and off platform. Plus, the key thing to watch for in this game also, Brownie, is the plays that are extended by these two quarterbacks.
Yeah, plays off script.
Off script plays. Both these teams, the Bills are getting better at it. The Chiefs are phenomenal at it. And the Bills are getting better at it, that when the quarterback snaps off some pressure, steps up into the pocket and rolls out to one way or his right or his left,
yep,
the guys out there that are running around trying to get open for him are learning how to do that really well. The Chiefs get it, and the Bills are getting to that point. Watch that tonight, because that's going to be crucial.
That's it for us here. We're on the roundtable next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.